DW.
At a brewery in the province of Lower Austria, brown bottles are being filled with beer. That's music to the ears of many a thirsty drinker, and perhaps in this case, music to the ears of ecologists too. Tobias Juttmeier, the entrepreneur who's in charge here, explains.
We're creating beer from surplus bread, bread that was not sold or returned from the supermarket. And we have two beers at the moment. We have a lager beer, we call it Semmel, and we have an ale that we call Kornspitz.
Semmel is the Austrian word for a white bread roll, and a Kornspitz is the name of a whole wheat roll. Tobias, who also has a catering business based on waste food, has called his microbrewery adventure Wasted. He doesn't claim to have invented the concept. Indeed, he says the ancient Persians and the ancient Romans made beer from uneaten bread. But such an age-old technique is particularly relevant for modern times, he says, because we live in a very wasteful society.
Vienna throws away per day as much bread as the city of Graz is eating per day.
Graz is Austria's second biggest city with a population of over 300,000 people. That's a lot of bread going to waste, and this has consequences not only for our pockets, but for our planet too.
Food waste doesn't only mean food waste. The carbon footprint of the bread we're wasting in Austria equals 30,000 cars running all year long. So that is really massive. And to come up with creative ideas like beer to reduce food waste is, I think, very important.
It's all right coming up with creative ideas, but you need someone to turn those thoughts into reality. And that's where master brewer Rainer Mraz comes in. He's jumped through several hoops to conform to Tobias's concept, including getting organic certification for his brewery. He says he was immediately attracted by the project.
I really dislike food waste because I think a waste of resources, it's always a shame. So I always try to avoid it as good as I can, even when brewing. Saving resources also saves a lot of money if you do it clever.
Environmental initiatives, sadly, can often have a finger-wagging, forbidding element to them. The beauty of brewing from waste bread, argues Tobias, is that it is a fun way of raising the issue of waste.
The awareness that people get through consuming our beer is enormous because they drink it and they really feel it and it's real.
There was a lot of pressure on brewer Rainer. However worthy the concept, a bad-tasting beer could have turned consumers off the whole idea. But when the first barrel was opened this past December, there was relief for the wasted team.
I felt quite proud that everyone said, oh, it really tastes like beer and not, ooh. But I was certain that it will taste good because I tasted it beforehand.
So you weren't nervous at all?
Oh, yes, I'm always nervous when people try my stuff.
We had no clue how people would react when we had the first beer tasting, the first public beer tasting. But then, to my surprise, the first 1,500 bottles were sold within 4 days. And we had to rebrew instantly.
Originally, the bread had come from Tobias's own little grocery store, but he soon realized that would never bring enough raw material.
I'm calling bakeries, I'm calling, trying to get in contact with supermarkets that have surplus bread, but it's not so easy because it's a big taboo, the whole topic. So actually, many people I speak with say that there is no surplus bread, although we all know that's not true.
He's infused by the idea of exporting the concept across Europe, where different bread cultures could create unique-tasting craft beers.
It can be a Brezel beer in Munich, and it can be also happening in Greece or in Poland or the Czech Republic. Yeah, we will always find local bread that we can brew.
Christian Cummins for DW, Bruck an der Leiter, Austria.
DW.